This weekend, the Philadelphia Theater Company begins previews of its production of How to Catch Creation. The play is about a group of struggling artists and writers in San Francisco. It was highlighted on a list that promotes women and transgender playwrights. WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us about the Kilroy List.
The Kilroy List is a theater insider thing. Every year, a committee of theater professionals submit hundreds of new plays by women and trans writers. A couple dozen rise to the top as the best, and they're pushed out as the Kilroy List, named after the World War II graffiti, "Kilroy was here." The idea is that these writers are here and deserve attention. The producing artistic director of the Philadelphia Theater Company is Paige Price, and she has committed to producing one Kilroy List play every season.
We have provided a great deal of opportunities for the David Mamets and the Terrence McNallys, and it seemed like a really good opportunity to pivot and use our woman-led forces for good.
This is nice.
It's just a line, Griffin.
How to Catch Creation nice to features an all-black cast of characters navigating their creative lives in San Francisco. It was written by an African-American woman named Christina Anderson. But the content of the story has little to do with race, and Price says that is what gives it an edge.
So to me, it was a way of capturing stories about people that aren't often on stage by themselves and addressing that lack of representation with a play that doesn't hit you over the head with the issue but just shows stories about people. So I thought it was kind of subversive in a very subtle way.
How to Catch Creation appeared on the Kilroy List in 2017. The list began in 2014. Out of frustration that almost 80% of plays produced in America were written by men. It's now down a bit to about 70%.
The Kilroy List is one of many tools that we use to find plays that might not have gotten to us in other ways and that have been vetted.
This is Seth Rosin. He's the producing artistic director of Interact Theater in Philadelphia.
We're always looking for plays by voices beyond the ones we've already presented. The Kilroy has kind of become the go-to list for women and trans writers.
For 30 years now, Interact has championed new work with socio-political content. In May, it will open the last production of the current season, The Great Leap by Lauren Yee. That's a play which also appeared on the Kilroy List in 2017.
It was right in the heart of Interact's mission. It is a deeply socially, politically alive play. It's about two generations, essentially, of Chinese and Chinese-American basketball players. So it's right up our alley.
At the same time Rosin is staging The Great Leap, there's another Philadelphia theater company staging yet another Kilroy List playwright. Theater Exile will produce Among the Dead by Hansel Jung, who appeared on the list in 2015, but for a different play. Among the Dead never actually made the list. Nevertheless, the Kilroy List is how Exile producing artistic director Deborah Block discovered Jung.
It's a gateway for me to find playwrights. And not necessarily a specific play. Sometimes a play will come, but it's more to introduce me to people so that as an organization we can stalk them.
Neither Block nor Rosin at Interact Theater mentioned the Kilroy List in their marketing materials. Most in the audience would likely never know how this play was discovered. The Philadelphia Theater Company, however, is putting the fact that it uses the Kilroy List to program plays out in the open. It's right up top in the marketing materials. The company is in the midst of transforming itself after a close call with bankruptcy and foreclosure a few years ago. Paige Price, the producing director, is trying to stay as transparent as possible so her audiences know how the company is changing and that its plays are worth the price of a ticket.
Audiences are really sensitive, and our audience is super sensitive to awards. And am I happy about that? Maybe not, but I understand it. There are so many opportunities in town to go see theater, to stay home and watch Netflix, that people kind of want a little bit of vetting.
Next season, Price will be producing a title from the 2015 Kilroy List, The Wolves by Sarah Delap. It's about a high school girls' soccer team. It was also on the list of finalists for a Pulitzer Prize. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.